Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story called What Do You Do With an Idea?
You know, I was thinking that same question.
You were thinking the same question? Well, let's find out what this book tells us. It was written by Kobe Yamada. It's illustrated by Mae Besom. And it's read today by Mommy and... Oh, a surprise. We will find his name soon in the book. So let's do this. One day, I had an idea. Where did it come from? Why is it here? I wondered. What do you do with an idea? And in the picture, we can see the little boy, and we can see his idea. It almost looks like a chicken egg, maybe. And I've just been informed that this very small idea is my co-host today. So today's story is read by Mommy and this idea. Here we go. At first, I didn't think much of it. It seemed kind of small and fragile, and I didn't know what to do with it, so I just walked away from it. I acted like it didn't belong to me. Oh, well, I don't know how I feel about that. What is fragile? Do you know? Yeah, it's a big word, and it is actually, it means breakable. Mm-hmm. It means that you have to take care of it very carefully because it could break at any moment. Fragile.
But it followed me.
Ooh, that's the way ideas often are.
I worried what other people would think, so what would people say about my idea? I kept it to myself. I hid it away and didn't talk about it. I tried to act like everything was the same as it was before my idea showed up. But there was something magical about my idea. I had to admit, I felt better and happier when it was around.
And my friends, what an idea this thing is. It's a golden egg, isn't it? With some like chicken legs and a beautiful shiny golden crown on top of it. Fascinating.
It wanted food. It wanted to play. Actually, it wanted a lot of attention,
says the kid.
It grew bigger and we became friends.
It's nice to know you're never alone if you've got ideas.
I showed it to other people even though I was afraid of what they would say. I was afraid that if people saw it, they would laugh at it. I was afraid that they would say it was silly, and many of them did. They said it was no good. They said it was too weird. They said it was a waste of time and that it would never become anything. And at first, I believed them. I actually thought about giving up on my idea. I almost listened to them. But then I realized, what do they really know? This is my idea, I thought. No one knows it like I do. And it's okay if it's different and weird, maybe a little crazy. I decided to protect it, to care for it. I fed it good food and I worked with it and I played with it, but most of all, I gave it my attention.
Wow. You know what I just realized? This kid is caring for his idea much like a mom cares for her kid by giving it good food and working with it and playing with it and giving it their attention. Wow. Having an idea is like having a kid.
My idea grew and grew, and so did my love for it. I built it a new house. one with an open roof where it could look up at the stars. A place where it would be safe to dream. I liked being with my idea. It made me feel more alive, like I could do anything. It encouraged me to think big, and then to think bigger. And it shared its secrets with me. It showed me how to walk on my hands because, it said, it's good to have the ability to see things differently.
And when you do walk on your hands, you see things upside down, don't you? In the picture, we can see the little boy doing just that. He's on his hands. And it is interesting.
I couldn't imagine my life without it.
But you know what? I've just noticed there's something going on with his idea. Can you see what it is? So this whole time, my friends, the picture has shown us his idea is an egg, right? Yeah, with some bird-like legs and a big crown on top of its head. Mm-hmm. But when I look at this egg now, what do I see?
Cracks.
Cracks.
And then one day, something amazing happened. My idea changed. Right before my very eyes, it spread its wings, took flight, and burst into the sky.
And we can see it doing just that.
I don't know how to describe it, but it went from being here to being everywhere. It wasn't just a part of me anymore. It was now a part of everything. And then I realized what you can do with an idea. You can change the world.
And sure enough, in the picture, we can see some fully hatched ideas. They are like birds, aren't they? They fly all over the place. And then some new ideas. See all the new ideas coming right along? And it's true. It is. Having an idea is an awful lot like having a child, because your child will maybe grow up and change the world too. Especially when you have creative, smart, cool kids. Just like you. And that, my friends, is the end.